Hey, we're going to go on here in just a moment.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Currently, the time is 9.07. Some clouds out there, partly cloudy conditions. Temperature of 60 degrees in Wausau here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. I'm Chad Holmes. And weather-wise, yep, it was a nice day yesterday. It was windy. Boy, I was out yesterday afternoon. It got very windy. It was a bit cool out there, but still felt very, very comfortable. And now heading towards the weekend. And last few days, we've been talking about some heat moving into the area for the weekend. Will it arrive? Well, to find out, we're going to get the information from the person that knows, from Weatherology, our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've been talking the last few days about some warmer weather moving in by the weekend. It was really interesting, as I said yesterday. It was really windy. It was almost an early fall-like day, but that will be changing over the weekend, won't it?
It will be, yeah. And like you said, it definitely felt a little bit more like a fall tease yesterday. Today, we're looking at still temperatures essentially pretty average for this time of the year, getting into the upper 70s, right around about 80 degrees. It's going to be our coolest day for this particular forecast. So it's going to be, we'll be seeing, like you said, some warmer temperatures coming up. Some areas of widespread haze here still for today. And that air quality alert is in effect for essentially the entire state. So definitely something to keep in mind. Beyond that, those sunny skies, like I mentioned, a high into the upper 70s. Tonight, haze continues. We'll see mostly clear skies, though. Overnight lows around about 58. Warmer tomorrow by about 10 degrees, actually, as that warm front pushes through. Sunny for your Saturday, high of 88 degrees. 87 here on Sunday with some sunshine. Monday, it looks like partly sunny skies. A little bit of cloud cover coming in with a high around about 81 degrees. Then for your day on Tuesday, mostly cloudy. High gets up around about 85.
Actually, talk about Sunday, it sounds like it's actually a little cooler than we were expecting. We're talking about the 90s, but good news that it's still going to be warm, but not quite as warm as we were talking about.
Yeah, it's going. It's a little bit cooler. It's still, like you said, going to be pretty warm, but we are potentially seeing some 90-degree weather next week, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Okay, well, definitely do that. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Thanks, you too.
That is our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki from weatherology.com. Right now in Wausau, again, partly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 60 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 51. Relative humidity of 73%. The barometer at 30.01 inches and a visibility of 15 miles. Again, as well, we heard from Jennifer, there is an air quality advisory in effect for all of Wisconsin for the weekend. In fact, it will continue until 6 a.m. on Monday. The advisory affects the entire state of Wisconsin. Canadian wildfire smoke, although less dense and delayed in arrival, will travel south-southeast through the state this morning. The air quality index could still reach the unhealthy for sensitive groups level today. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should reduce prolonged or heavy exertion. The best chance for USG AQI will reside across western Wisconsin today as high pressure moves over the state and limits atmospheric mixing. And over the weekend, the ozone AQI could reach the USG level due to the favorable weather conditions alongside the presence of wildfire smoke. Bottom line is, I'm not a scientist, but they have told us it's an air quality advisory for all of Wisconsin until Monday morning at 6 a.m. Quick reminder again that coming up tonight, we have high school football. The Wausau West Warriors taking on the Superior Spartans, season opener for the Warriors. I will be with the Warriors tonight in Superior, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. That's Wausau West football tonight here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. again, unfortunately, not able to bring you the marathon game tonight down in Kenosha, Kenosha Christian Life. The Red Raiders had their original opponents, Rib Lake Prentice, forfeit because they have decided not to play a varsity season this year because of numbers. And then the late substitution of Kenosha Christian Life. And unfortunately, our announcers, we can't really do two games that are about 4 hours away. I got Superior tonight and also down in Kenosha. So unfortunately not able to bring you the Red Raiders. But we will have Marathon next week, Friday, at Stanley Boyd, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, and coverage of the Marathon the rest of the season as well during football. Yep, a lot to talk about in terms of high school sports and also professional sports. Boy, it was a rough week for the Milwaukee Brewers over in L.A. Got an outstanding Corbin Burns pitching performance last night, but in the end came up short because of no offense. Brewers fell 1-0. We'll talk about the Crew. The Green Bay Packers getting set for their first home preseason game, taking on the Patriots tomorrow night. And we'll talk about a whole bunch more as well with Paul Micklick coming up next. I am Chad Holmes. It is a Friday morning. The time is 9:12, 60 degrees in Wausau. More to come on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. With you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:16 here on this Friday morning. Yep, made it to another Friday. But between now and next summer, maybe, Fridays are busy because I know for you, it'll be busy. It'll be busy for me now that we get back into high school sports between now and then the end of the school year. I was getting used to just laying around on Friday nights and not doing anything, but now it's time to get busy again.
Chad, you really, you take a good day and you kind of just meshed it in there. I don't know how to say it, but you're saying so the next 9 months is all set up, you know?
All set up. And actually, that's good because I don't like trying to figure out what I'm going to do anyway. So it's like, hey, as long as I know where to go, I'll go there and go.
Well, so, I mean.
No, I wish I prefer home games. As I get older, I remember when I was young, hey, road games, hey, go see somewhere new. Nowadays, just play home games.
I'm not a big fan of getting on the bus.
Especially going to Superior. This will be a long trek tonight.
That's not that bad. You just go down 29 and up 53.
It's not that bad for you because you're not going.
Well.
No, but it's going to be fun to doing the game, but it's just.
I know you love doing the game.
It's a long trek, and then it'll be a get home really late Saturday morning. They have to wake up, and now I find out I have to wake up even earlier tomorrow since you moved up your scrimmage tomorrow.
I'm trying to get the heat.
What about me, though? You know,
well, I'm trying to help you.
I gotta go. I'm gonna be home so late, and
the air control. I don't want you to have to be out there that long. Yeah, you know, it's everything's about you, Chad. That's what I'm gonna make. I did it because of you.
Well, how's it going so far, football? I mean, just generally, are you back into the rhythm? Because, you know, you've been at practice now for a couple of weeks. Has it been, the excitement of a new season starting to build?
Yeah, it's always, every year is different, and every year is a different situation. And you know, you kind of got to go you know, one day at a time, and you start getting into something where you've been doing this a long time, and you start looking at yourself and say, "Hey, I'm 46 years old," and I wish I was. You look and you kind of just look and where did time go? But enjoy every moment, and that's what it is. One of those songs on the way over, I was listening, by Paradise, and just enjoy the moments, mm-hmm. and things like that. And so that's what this is all about. And tonight you get to have a moment. Wes gets to have the moment. You know what I mean?
Look forward to seeing your guys a week from tomorrow, season opener against Three Lakes Phelps. And again, we'll have the game live a week from tomorrow, Saturday afternoon football, 1 p.m. kickoff, 12:35 pregame, right here on your home for high school sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. So we'll have a lot of time to talk high school football as we go into it. But some other areas. Did the Brewers show themselves as pretenders this week?
Well, the good thing about the Brewers was the three games were really fast. so it didn't really affect my sleeping. That is what we got out of those three games.
I found it concerning because you want to go in there and not get just rolled. I mean, that's the thing that was kind of...
Well, they didn't get rolled.
Well, last night they get rolled, but I mean... The first night
they didn't get rolled either. They had the lead.
In the end, they were rolled.
Well, it was an error that kind of sprung it open.
But you've been saying it, I think, for weeks and weeks and weeks. This offense is just what it is.
It's hard to watch.
I know. It's like you don't get the sense there's somebody that's going to, carry this team on their back for a month or two. They just have so many weaknesses right now, and it's hard to, and even if you get a situation like last night, first and third with nobody out.
You
can't get anybody in. On a night where it looked like maybe two runs was going to win it, it's like one run could have maybe won it at that point. But again, situational hitting. I'll say this as well. They're lucky they won those three extra inning games in a row last week. I mean, they'd be in
trouble.
Correct.
I mean, they're a 500 club. I really, truly believe that's what they are in the long haul. And, the Cubs did lose, I think, a couple to the Sox and so forth, the Reds. But, it's just...
mediocrity everywhere, though. That's basically it.
That is what it is. Because I think the White Sox... I mean, for the Cubs to lose to the White Sox, I mean, the White Sox aren't a very good ball club either.
No, they're not.
It's concerning, how many times are we going to... I understand that's their motto is on contact from third
right,
to goal.
Right.
But how many times are we going to get thrown out at home?
But the thing about it is that seems to me, it's almost like we don't trust you to be smart enough to make the right play. Instead of saying, okay, you're a good base runner, you can make the determination here whether or not you can make it. If you're just going that's just don't think. I guess I would like my guys out there to be able to think a little bit, to be able to play the game.
But is this analytics, though? I mean, I think...
I have no idea on that. I don't know. I don't know if that's analytics or not, or just...
Because why would you go on contact?
I don't know. I mean, it makes no... You're right. It makes no sense. I mean
that's their rule, though.
It just sounds like that's not fundamental baseball to me. And I know I'm an old geezer who lives in the past, but I still believe in some fundamentals. These are big league players. More often than not, they're going to make the play.
Correct.
This ain't Little League where you can assume it's going to go to the backstop.
Well, they're like, oh, you put pressure on them and they'll make a mistake.
This is
big leagues. They're not going to make the mistake. I mean, the ball was hit to the pitcher.
I know. It's like, what? That makes no sense.
He couldn't even believe he was going.
Right. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And
that starts at the top. I don't know why. I mean, there are times, and I mean, Council is a very good manager, but again, he sometimes, I think, and I don't know if it's the organization, but does play the analytic game, I think, a little too much at times. Okay, bunt the ball once in a while. I mean, again, do some things, because this team needs every run it can get.
Correct.
I mean, to play for the big inning when there's not a big inning to be played for.
We can't put three hits together.
Exactly.
So why think we can?
If you have a chance to get a run in, you take advantage of getting that run in by playing small ball.
And we don't play small ball. I will say, Sal, I think it was two nights ago, when there's a guy's in first and second, I think it was first and second, he tried to lay down a bunt and it just went foul. Maybe it wasn't even last night. They all kind of blend together with no, with not scoring. But, there's the lineup, how it's aligned. I mean, are you telling me I don't care how much you can't, that Keshton has not done good. The guy's hitting over 300.
Don't kid me.
He's getting 18. He's got 18 home runs down there. And we're going to have Rowdy Tellez come up, who was 2-for-18. And he did a home run, I think, the other night over there for him.
But
and he's going to come in the
real fast. Their home runs are so meaningless for recently. These home runs. Yeah.
I mean,
when they've been hitting them, they've meant nothing. We saw
Santana had one on Sunday when it was 4-0 already.
Right. And I mean,
and he made 7-0.
and then the other night they had the home run where it was like 6-1, so they made it 6-2 or something like that. So it was like,
correct.
I mean, gee whiz.
And that
was Santana. Yep. And I get annoyed. Oh, the Santana goes deep. And now it's 6-2 late in the game where it meant nothing.
Nothing.
It's like, their home runs have not. I can't remember too many of these home runs recently that have meant something.
No, I mean, there's not been that many.
But I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's just.
You're right about Keston Hira.
It brings somebody, like, try something, guys. I mean, I don't understand that you're going to keep on putting, watching, and again, I don't know they don't have a shortstop, but watching him bat is painful.
You see why Tampa got rid of him.
He's lost. I mean, he struck out. Did he have four of them last night, I think? I know he did. Because he had three and then he ended the game with a strikeout. Against Lance, he had three against and then he had one at the end of the game. Four strikeouts. The guy is lost at the plate.
Yeah.
And they keep putting him out there. I don't know. They're not doing him any favors. I mean, it just, what are they? And then they put him fifth. He should be ninth at best. And I understand they want to turn it over, but they had Weimer there, and he wasn't doing anything either, and they benched him. So, I mean, and I shouldn't say he wasn't doing anything. He's all-or-nothing kind of guy right now.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, and Terang is not. So their middle of the infield is pretty good. Then Monasterio, he's hitting pretty well. But then he has a big error the other night. And he had a big error against Washington. Yeah. You know, I mean, so he's they all got their warts, so to speak. It's just not being able to put more than two hits together is hard. It's hard to win baseball.
And yet they're 2.5 games ahead, which is crazy in a sense, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's like,
and all they need to do was win one of those games, and they would have guaranteed themselves coming back to Minnesota or to Milwaukee to face Minnesota to be in first place.
And that thing is, I mean, this is the start because they had played, you know, the Colorados of the world and Washingtons of the world. They had gone through a pretty easy part of their schedule. Now the Dodgers, the Rangers, the Twins. San Diego is still dangerous because they're playing for, they're trying to get back in the playoff race. Even the Cubs, they have coming up, it's Wrigley North, of course. And you know, this is these 2 weeks here, two and a half weeks leading up to about Labor Day. And even you want to see them perform against some of these better teams. I guess anybody. I guess they gave away games against
Colorado.
And yet they're still
two and a half games.
I know. It's crazy. It's like it's easy to feel negative at it, and then you look at, hey, they're in first place, 8 games over 500. I guess we should be happy, but watching it is, I think it's a little painful right now. Especially when you see a pitching performance get wasted last night like that.
Correct.
I mean, Corbin was, you know, poof. And once he got through that little mini jam in the first, he was just fantastic.
They hit some hard balls this week. They did. I mean, they kind of exaggerated a little bit on TV. They were hitting the ball harder against Miley, and I didn't see everything, but from where it sounded with him early on in that game, they were finding the holes. Okay, I mean, so I mean,
he's your guy.
yes, he is my guy. But did you see it?
I did not actually.
Okay, so you can't say that then, Miley. But I mean, even that game, they're in the game.
Right. Yeah, they were. I mean,
You know, until he came out.
Yeah.
Their bullpen.
But 1-2 runs in a game, 3 runs in a series will not cut it. Bottom line. I mean, especially against a team that can put out the pitching, because the Brewers, they rely on their pitching.
That's what I'm getting at. That's what I was getting with Miley, is like, Hauser's really, as a fifth guy, he's not bad.
You look around Major League Baseball, there's not many better in that position. Because he's a guy, he's got, you know, he's proven that he can mow down hitters when he's on. I mean, most of these guys are, you know, junk ballers, or they're trying to get 5 innings out of when you have to go to the fifth man in your rotation.
But if you think he's going to come out there and shut people out on a consistent basis, because he went 5 innings on Tuesday, and then 6th inning, I think he gave up 2. if you can't win with him giving six innings, two runs, you're in trouble.
Exactly. No, no, absolutely. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back, continue talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik again. Brewers heading to Texas for the weekend, and then the Green Bay Packers been scuffling it up against the Patriots in practice, and now get set for the Patriots coming up on Saturday night as well. So more to come. The time is 9:28. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. A quick reminder, again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, go to your app store, search Civic Media, and get it today. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:33. Packers, what'd you think last week? Packers played in Cincinnati. They got the W. Obviously, Cincy didn't play a lot of starters, but the Packers, anything jump out at you in the first preseason game for the Packers?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it live and
smart man.
But I did watch it on Spectrum after that. They had it on Saturday and Sunday.
They did.
O'clock.
Oh yeah.
Which was nice for people that have lives.
Party on Friday nights.
No. It was work related. I thought we were getting open. I thought we had guys open, and that's the thing that came out to me was, and I don't know if it was scheme or if it was, do we have more speed? Do we have more stuff like that? So I don't know. That's what stuck out to me. I don't know if you saw it too.
I think that's a good point, because I do think when you get rid of who the receivers, they kind of said, hey, we're going to let you go. It's exciting because I do think that, again, that they need a little more speed, athletic ability, that ability to, again, that terrible word I use, separate.
Yep.
And again, obviously it's early. Obviously those were not the starters for the Bengals, but I do think I'm excited to see whether or not they can do that, because I think that they're going to need to do that with a first-year starting quarterback that will not put it into the small windows like Aaron Rodgers is so good at doing. So I just see that as well, and I think that's exciting.
Yeah, as a quarterback, it gives you a little more leeway and not so much pressure. You don't want to say first team, second team, but I didn't even see that ever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even second or third string, it doesn't matter. I never saw guys coming down the middle running free. I thought I saw that quite a bit, where you get that 20-yard gain. Like, it was easy. It was a pitch and catch, that guy's coming across the middle, and those kinds of things. And I think their offensive line, they're going to have depth there for the most part, and that's a good thing to have. I mean, technically, if you want to say the starters and non-star, I mean, Bakhtiari didn't play either. I mean, and who knows what he's like a Lamborghini. He said that he's just going to come out on Sundays. But so I thought the line did a pretty good job. And the defense is where I guess I would say that you can't tell if you got a good look or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you don't have Burrows out there.
We've seen it in the past, even going back when Rodgers was hurt. When you have anybody other than your best quarterback out there, the entire offense can fall apart.
Correct.
So it can make a defense look a lot better, because a guy at quarterback just, and these guys I'd never heard of who were playing for Cincinnati. Speaking of quarterbacks, it already feels like Sean Clifford is going to become the most popular guy in Green Bay.
Yeah. I purposely did not mention his name.
But I'm not asking about that, but don't you get that sense that already there's this bubble, oh boy, this guy is, and we saw him play at Penn State. I mean, come on. They were ready to, they actually, there were Penn State people last year that were disappointed he was a starter yet. So now he's like the next, oh, he'll be starting by the middle of the, no, that interception was pretty poor, that pick six.
Well, yeah, but there's a one before halftime that I actually thought it was on the receiver. That
but the other one was a...
He looked good.
And I'm not saying that, but I just find it...
foolish.
The most popular guy on any team is the backup quarterback.
Especially
when you don't have the superstar yet.
Yes, I mean, it's like, that's what I was going to say.
Exactly. So it's like, I just find it humorous because... you know that if Jordan Love has, you know, any growing pains, oh boy, that Sean Clifford really looked good in preseason.
Yep, yep.
Maybe we should give Sean Clifford a chance. You know?
Do you remember they always wanted with Mikowski, they wanted Anthony Dillwig.
And then he got a chance. And then he was out of football. So if I'm Sean Clifford, maybe I have a nice long career by being a backup quarterback. I mean, TJ Rubley could still be playing, but except he had to play that day in Minnesota, and then he was gone the next week. But Bakhtiari, did you see the rumbles that the Jets were sniffing around that Aaron Rodgers took the big pay cut so they could get Bakhtiari to New York?
Well, I mean, was it because of Cooks? I saw a Cooks sign yesterday with the Jets.
But the thing is, if they want him, I would unload that contract so fast your head would spin. If there's any truth to it, that Aaron wants his old buddy back protecting him.
Yeah, but there's... The only thing that matters with him is we don't want them to be good. I mean, our draft pick, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying like I could
no,
care
no,
less,
but the thing
but
about,
for
but,
the Packers.
But this contract where he's not been able to play and he's still got a number of years on it, that would be thank you. Thank you for taking that off. It would open things up even more in terms of, you know, making the team better in terms of salary cap in the future.
Correct. I mean, he is pretty good, and I don't know if he just gives up.
But the worrisome aspect is, again, I mean, how many years have we been going through this where you don't know about the availability? Yes, when he's been playing, even last year, when he played, he was really good. And obviously you would like to have a guy like that protecting your new quarterback, because the fastest way for a quarterback to implode is if he's being pressured.
Yep.
You know, then all of a sudden you're David Carr, the original Carr,
yes,
that was the number one pick in Houston, and he was buried all the time, and you know, basically ruined his career. So it's like,
that's why I mean, I don't think you just get rid of everything, a fire sale, and you got to give this guy a chance.
But it's just interesting to hear the rumbles this week that, you know, maybe it's just humorous that Aaron Rodgers is trying to pick off his buddies to come and play with him in New York.
Correct, and we don't know. I mean, he's going to be fine there. He's the real deal, and he is bought in, and he plays well with a chip on his shoulder, and that's it is what it is. But on the flip side, I think Bakhtiari, he likes Green Bay too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes people are. I mean, like
he's a Green Bay kind of guy. I mean, he always has been. He's come across well. He fits. You know, you'll see him at courtside in Milwaukee, chugging the beers, and he fits in.
He's the man, and he, you know, and they like that. And I think he's a family man now with the little one that on family night he has the little one down in the field. And you know, I don't think he's looking for anything that's too, which is a concern on that. If that injury, like, could he walk at any time?
Right.
Because I think he could. I think he could say after something happened this year, yeah, I'm done.
Again, a lot of money on the table, so I don't think that's going to happen. That's just...
You're the one that tells me every time. It's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's not about the money.
But how many guys do retire? I mean, there's Chris Borland back in the few years ago. But
Barry Sanders. I mean, I can name that guy. I can name a thousand of them.
Oh, okay, okay. You're right.
It's not like he's young.
No, he's that young.
I mean, so I could literally, if something comes up with the knee again and things, I could see him.
Quality of life and that kind of thing for football players. And when you have, he's got the money. And he's the kind of guy that if he wanted to, No, he could be doing Marshfield insurance commercials anytime he wants.
For the state of Wisconsin, he could be exactly. He could be doing
Donald
anywhere.
Driver commercials. He could be teaming up with Donald Driver.
He could be with Tauscher and Hawk and right. all those guys. I mean, they could live off this stuff. He doesn't need.
Look out, Larry McCarron.
Larry,
if you don't stop screaming over Wayne on his calls, we're gonna bring in Bakhtiari. So that would be good in itself.
Did you listen to? Did you listen to those two guys? As an announcer, I during the family night thing, I thought they slipped a little bit.
Oh really? I didn't see family night.
Okay. I mean, they're awesome announcers.
I will say this as I get older. Again, proves he is a medical marvel, Uecker. Any of us that get older, it does get harder. I mean, even the greats. Wayne has been around for 30, 40 years.
Yes.
He's going to slip. I mean, Uecker doesn't slip for whatever reason. I mean, you can get moments. But for the most part, I mean, he's fantastic. But yeah, I'm going to have to take a listen because... I worry about that, you know. Because
well, I'm not saying you personally.
But it's a good, very good point. And now I have to tune in.
Because Larry's got to be. I mean, he played for the Packers in the early '80s, right?
Yeah, his first year was '73. So I mean, man, that's hard to believe. That's 50th anniversary of Larry McCarron's first. I mean, where's the celebration for that?
So that means that he's got to be
because about 22 at that point. 20, you know, because he played 4 years.
So he's got to be 72 years old.
Yeah, boy, isn't that amazing? I mean, really. I mean, you think about that. You think of these guys as you know, because we've seen them forever, and then you think about how old we are. That's a whole different thing.
72. You'd be still doing this when you're 72?
Oh, I've told people they're gonna drag me out of the booth. Body will be cold. I'm keeling over in the booth. That's the way it is. They're going to have to drag me away.
Because you have to?
Because I have to. Like I got this big nest egg. I'm in radio in central Wisconsin. Come on.
So it is about the money.
I'll say my new bosses at Civic Media have been fantastic last year, so I've actually thought maybe I could retire at some point because they're good to me. So
that's hey a guys, good plug. That's a good plug right. there, Chad.
Exactly. I guess tomorrow night, anything in particular looking for?
You know, I would think they're still going to be vanilla, the Patriots defensively, but the first day that they practice together, the Packers, I think probably would, if you want to say won the day. I mean, not that you win practice, but and then yesterday, it looks like they got a little more handed to them. They didn't come back to it, so it'll be interesting to see. You know, are they just going to come out vanilla tomorrow, the Patriots with Belichick, or are they going to try to? You know, throw a couple wrinkles in there, especially with Love in there, to see that. That's a key. See if you can keep that rhythm going there. But I would think that offensively with the line, you want to see, make sure that they keep on doing what they're doing. They got that depth and they're fighting for positions. Who's going to be center? I mean, they have like three guys that have been playing there last week. Making sure that our receivers keep on getting open. And defensively, again, stay healthy. Just stay healthy. That's the key.
Ezekiel Elliott, are you surprised he went to New England?
You know,
often you hear about guys talking. I mean, Belichick has this reputation as this, you know, really uptight guy that's not a lot of fun to play for, but he still tends to get some of these guys. I mean, they come to New England and they saw Cam Newton, who never thought he would be there, and he played a year there. I mean, obviously, you know, set the world on fire. Moss even in the past, and now Elliott. It just feels like an odd pairing, Bill Belichick and like Zeke Elliott.
Well, I mean, you say that he's not fun to play for. When you win, are you fun to play for?
Not apparently. I mean, you've heard some of these stories. Even people, when they were winning, he wasn't.
They enjoyed the winning, though.
Well, they enjoyed the winning.
They enjoyed the winning, Chad. Yeah,
they did.
And then the thing is, when you win, what happens?
You get paid,
right?
And when you're a running back looking to get paid these days, you take it wherever you get it.
Wherever you get it, because he might not get another opportunity.
I'm curious to see whether or not Elliott or Cook with the Jets have a bigger impact. That'll be interesting in that part of the
world. Who do you think?
I have a feeling Elliott has something left in him. I really do. I think that more, even more than Cook. I think Cook will be fine with the Jets, but I actually think Ellie's going to be pretty good for New England.
He has a tendency to take guys like a James White, even in the day. Now, they're not the same type of backs, but you know what I'm saying? That they're, like you said, the second chance kind of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, they get a little bit more out of those guys.
And also, New England, they will run the ball if it's working.
They will run it.
He will get a chance. And I think he was a little frustrated with Dallas last year because they were splitting. And I think he wants the ball. And if he does the job, he will get the ball. That's for
Are you saying
back.
That number 12 won't hand the ball off every time? Is that what you're saying?
He'll see something at the line of scrimmage. Oh, gonna audible. We got to leave it right there. Have a fun weekend. We'll see you tomorrow. Look forward to seeing your guys in the scrimmage tomorrow morning, and then get ready for the season opener. But hopefully be able to continue to come in on Fridays.
Yeah, this is always a good time, and you go have fun up in Superior, and good luck, Warriors, and I'm sure Matt will have those guys ready to play tonight.
Paul McLeay, talking Wisconsin sports. We'll come back, have one more segment to go here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, taking a look at some famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1587, Virginia Dare became the first child of English parents to be born on American soil on what is now Roanoke Island, North Carolina. On this date in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees the right of women to vote, was ratified when Tennessee became the 36th state to approve it. On this date in 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair near Bethel, New York, concluded with a mid-morning set by Jimi Hendrix. On this date in 1997, Beth Ann Hogan became the first co-ed in the Virginia Military Institute's 158-year history. On this date in 2011, the West Memphis Three were released from prison after 18 years in imprisonment. On this date in 2017, civilian researchers led by Paul Allen rediscovered the USS Indianapolis 18,000 feet below the Pacific surface 72 years after it was sunk by Japanese torpedoes. And on this date in 2019, Donald Trump confirmed he was interested in buying Greenland for the United States. Some famous folks who are celebrating birthdays today. Former First Lady of the United States, Rosalynn Carter, celebrating her 96th birthday today. Legendary actor Robert Redford. Robert Redford, boy, I loved him in The Natural. Of course, so many other incredible movies, The Sting. You just go on and on and on. Robert Redford turning 87 years old today. Actor Martin Mull. Fernwood Tonight. Roseanne, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, 80 years old today. Comedian Elaine Boosler turning 71. comedian, actor Dennis Leary is 66 years old today. Actor Madeline Stowe, 65 years old today. TV news anchor Bob Woodruff is 62. Actor Christian Slater, hard to believe, Christian Slater, he is known as the kid back when he first started in acting, now 54 years old. Also, actor Edward Norton, incredible listing of movies he's been in. Edward Norton is 54 years old today. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner played Theo on The Cosby Show. He is 53 years old today. Actor Caitlin Olson from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is 48 years old today. Actor Andy Samberg of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, former Saturday Night Live cast member as well, is 45. And Parker McKenna Posey is 28 years old today. Some famous events being celebrated. Also, if you out there tuned in right now, listening in, celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated. Helium Discovery Day, Mail Order Catalog Day, Bad Poetry Day, it is Fajita Day, it is Ice Cream Pie Day, Never Give Up Day, Pinot Noir Day, Kool-Aid Day, and Men's Grooming Day. And finally, our number for the day. Number for the day, 35. Any idea? 35. Well, 35, the number of songs not performed in English that have made it to the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Well, tonight, a lot of high school football going on in central Wisconsin. Mentioned that Wausau West is at Superior. 6:35 airtime here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also this evening, the Wausau East Lumberjacks travel to Lakeland for a 7 p.m. matchup. Other teams from our area, Mosinee is home tonight against Stratford. You have Merrill playing host to Osceola. Antigo is at Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Stevens Point plays host to Maquanago. Rhinelander is at Tomahawk tonight. Also, Medford plays host to New Richmond. Marathon is at Kenosha Christian Life. Ellsworth at Edgar. And Loyal is at Abbotsford. So lots of opportunities for you to go out, enjoy some high school football this evening. And if not, you can tune in right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO for Wausau West taking on Superior. 6:35 airtime and also on the Civic Media app. Thanks to our guests this morning, Mike Frankel and Amy Fromm from Granite House and Paul Micklick as well. Stick around. We have a CBS News update coming up. And then at 10:06, it will be the Friday edition of As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry, Jane Matinere, they'll be with us from 10 until noon. From noon until 1, it will be a news update for the first 15 minutes from Civic Media. And then from 12:15 until 1 o'clock, Town Call. From 1 until 3, the Todd Alba Show. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. The Devil's Advocates from 4 till 6. So, again, keep it here all day, all night long on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Have yourselves a terrific weekend. Get out there, enjoy. It's going to be a warm one. Again, temperatures both Saturday and Sunday into the upper 80s. But have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday morning from 8 until 10 a.m. Chat Home Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.